The Pride Center San Antonio doesn't have a dedicated space yet, but the people behind its creation want it to be a connector for the gay community.
There are a lot of amazing LGBT-oriented organizations in San Antonio, but they don't have a home. And our goal is not to replicate what anybody else is doing. Our goal is to simply provide a physical home.
Pride Center Vice Chair Richard Farias says the idea for the Pride Center has been in motion for 2 years, gathering feedback. The group obtained its nonprofit status this summer. The center hopes to be able to provide resources for those coming out of the closet, the youth, and the baby boomer generation.
There's a large group of people in San Antonio that may or may not be that well connected, may or may not have great access to services and programs and resources when coming out or even after they are out. And also to take care, hopefully one day provide resources for youth who are in the process of coming out or people, boomers who are retiring, just like any other group, the LGBT population is aging. So we want to be able to find ways to provide resources and services for them as well.
In the past, San Antonio has had two LGBT center attempts, the Diversity Center and the Gay and Lesbian Community Center. Both collapsed due to lack of funding. Farias says the Pride Center's board is in the process of securing funding through small fundraisers and individual contributions.
The biggest thing right now is trying to find major donors and major sustaining donors. Even if it's $20 a month, that's still a monthly flow. And if not that, definitely we need people who are willing to donate $100 a month, $500 a month, or make a large single-time donation.
The center hopes to raise enough money in the next year to rent a small office and then grow into a bigger building. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.